Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I love it.
Well, let's stop that. I wonder what happened. I didn't hit the play again. This is Nancy, and it's Monday the 27th. Oh, my gosh. Every week, I think it's closer and closer to summertime. How wonderful. Well, it's been around 3 weeks since I've been able to really be on because my voice has been sick. I had the cold, but the cold left. But unfortunately, the cold where I was suffering to my body settled in my throat. So you kids have been wanting to talk to me. It is still a little raspy tonight. That's because I had a lot of catch-up in the last few weeks. I've had to space people. And so my voice is tenuous and it gets tired. So what we're going to do is, someone just came in and dropped out. Call again. We may have a quiet evening. There are things that I would love to talk about. Hello, Angel Believer in After Dark. And guest. Hello, always good talking turtle. I'm so glad you kids are showing up and being patient with me. You can tell my voice is still all off, but I did have quite a busy day of catch-up calls and appointments. Kind of like to give out the call-in number. So if you in the audience are not to a computer, you can call in and talk to me if you'd like. Guest number is area code 347-205-9071. I always have a theme. There is a Skype coming in, or it's a 111 number. It's hard to tell where those people are coming from, but it'd be fun to find out who it is. I always have a theme, and I taught a class, believe it or not, with a sore throat. And last Saturday, I gave a past life regression. Had a little trouble with the voice, but it went over very well, and a lot of people really in love having a past life regression. It was conducted, the class, at Spirit's Child in Tucson, Arizona. So if you're in our area, I will be teaching those classes again. And because of the illness, the ghost class will be redone, that is on the calendar, May 31st. And every week the voice gets better. Of all things to shut down is the voice. So I have my hot cup of coffee. So one of the things I love to talk about is past life memories, past life intrusions. In everybody's life, there's hobbies and interests. You have no explanation why you like it. And how about meeting somebody and you instantly fall in love and maybe not even like them? Or situations in families when you think, where is that person and why is that person in my life? Well, maybe past life finishers. I'm going to have to get to this lady. I don't want her to lose her. Past life closures. So I'm always open to talking about that. Hello, Moonbeam. So let's get started, and it's always fun to see who's talking to us. Hello, who's this? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you speaking to me?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. I'm seeking some spiritual guidance.
Let's talk. Let's back up. What's your first name?
Linda.
Linda. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling up north by Washington.
Oh, Washington. My sister and I have a psychic sister's talk on Thursday night. So Washington is very familiar with.
Okay.
Linda, how can I help you tonight? What kind of question do you have for me?
I just have, I need general guidance regarding to a spiritual matter I have going on right now. In regards to,
Narrow it down. Let me know what we're talking about.
Well, it's kind of difficult to express.
I can only give everybody 2 or 3 minutes, hon. So this is an hour.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll just put it out there. It's a love matter, but it's.
Okay. I'm listening, hon.
But
hello?
That's it. I mean, yes. It's in regards to a love matter.
Okay. And what's going on? Is he in your life? Or are you married or single or divorced?
No, I'm not married.
And what would be your question for me, please?
Well, I'm just curious, what is exactly going on in the near future for this?
So evidently you are dating. Is that it?
I'm talking or speaking.
Hello. We're having not the best connection. I want to give caution to this relationship. You're dating a male testosterone individual who likes control or be in control. I would love that you as a strong personality back off and make him come after you a little bit more. And I think you really are a good connection. There is some past life with this. I think that there's some, not battles, but contrary something going on. I can't tell what this is. You have to have patience, but let this individual come towards you. As it is right now, I'm not saying... What, dear?
He's a control freak.
I kind of said that. So you need to have him come towards you. Do not let him have any idea that you're easy or that you are submissive to him. And that way you can win him more. But do step back. It is a past life connection. Ask yourself, what do you really want out of it? That's the major question I would ask you. Don't answer me.
Great.
Think about it. Okay, sweet.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love that there's ways to call over the internet, but the only problem is I had a call coming through. This individual's called, and this is the first time this they've left a message, so you know this is my work line also, and we kept getting cut off. But what she was talking about, she must be in quandary if this is a relationship that she wants to be with. And remember, we started the show tonight, maybe that's the kind of question I'll get all evening. Is when there's past life connections, what do we do with it? Clearly there's interest, and there is interest on his side. But he may see her as a stronger individual, but he can't let her have more power than he does. And this woman that called in, she's a very positive, very strong individual. So there could be a battle, and if you're listening, her name is Linda, do me a favor and back off a little bit. Because in some ways, I want him to respect your energy level. And this is a past life. And the only thing I can say is that you need closure or you need to fix it so you can continue it. And if you can't do it this lifetime, it's very possible you could do it again. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, who's in the room? Oh, in the chat room. Hello, everybody. We have Phil that has just joined us. And hello, Sal. And Trekstar, and we have those guests, so we have a little bit of people in here. Do me a favor, everybody in the chat room. You know I can answer questions, but it's hard to see the chat room typing, go back and forth, and look at all the hearts and little squares. Oh, that is very cool. So anyway, do me a favor and type in cap if you want me to answer a question for you. And I will sip on something hot here to drink. And everybody, I'm talking to people who seem to have gotten this bug. And it kind of holds on for a while. So every once in a while, if I cough into the microphone, I really apologize. So just a second, let me get a little bit of a sip. I've had more and more people call me lately on the heels of the interest in past life. I gave a lecture a couple weeks back on why we should believe in past life. And I'm not so much worried about memories. I think it's exciting to have memories and find you in a past life. What I'm more concerned about is if an intrusion comes in. An intrusion would be a child born with memories, and that's Amy, May 19th, 2008. And this little boy was born with memories that interfered in this life. There are people that pursue hobbies or careers. How many of you have known prodigies, small young people that get on a piano or start singing? There's a little girl from the, I think she's from Philippines, and Oprah Winfrey is having something controlling her destiny. She's been recognized as a wonderful singer, and I guess she started very, very young. I think she's 12 or 13. And the young man who's 12 also, on Britain's Most Talented show, very similar to American Idol, and he's also 12. I wonder that these children who are so gifted haven't come back into this lifetime, not with a memory, but an intrusion. And that's what we see as a strong positive influence. A negative influence would be children, and I'm not saying this is anybody we know, who are mischievous to the point of creating havoc in their life. actually, clients, when they say, this child ran away at 7, 8, was in drugs at 9 and 10, and doing negative things, but not necessarily mentally ill as much as anger and resentment of being born. And this is not a memory, but a past life intrusion. So how do I help these children? Well, it's very difficult to take on and hypnotize a child. It's the best way to do it is therapy of talking to the child and making them have memories of good times in their life, but realize that the bad things are not their memories of, but of the before time. So those of you who have young people, children, especially under 5, 6, 7, if you're curious, when they're watching a TV show or they're relaxed, they show a lot of interest, say, is that something you remember from the before time? Uh-oh, here goes my voice, everybody. I'll keep trying. So you have to appreciate that you don't want to lead the child or create a thought process that will lead the child as much as bring the child into a safe space and allow the child to say, yes, I have memories. Would you like to hear the story? You want the child, their memory, to come forward. And then we can discern a memory versus an intrusion. Do I mind that we have memories? Of course not. We can have dreams of past lives. It's interesting. What do we do about it? What I'm concerned about is if a past life intrusion governs the person beyond where they're capable of doing this lifetime, whether economically or spiritually or mentally, or if there seems to be anger or resentment coming to this lifetime from failure or a disconnect from a past life or a violent ending of a past life. That's the ones I'm most concerned about. And that also plays out with the ladies I do hypnotherapy. You probably knew that for years. Smoking, hypnotherapy. Of the ladies that come to me during the session with having no self-esteem or no ego, and they've lost it somewhere in their childhood. It's not the black secret that everybody thinks it should be or could be, but it comes from a past life of not being worthy, possibly slave peoples or peoples who lost everything or died early in life and never grew to a place of ego and accomplishment. So those are the things you need to think about. And I hear two or three people in the chat room sit and think, oh, my gosh, that is me. Well, not necessarily. What we're speaking of as past life intrusion is personality change. Easy, docile, mellow jello kind of a personality with the intrusion coming in, that past life is seeping through and creating not a third, like the three faces of the Eve personality changes, but changes that people will say, that's normally not what we know of that person, and this person is spontaneously going to a personality change without going to trance, alcohol, or drug. So the personality that has an intrusion issue will not act out as in an illness, but pursue things and have interest and act it out in ways that don't follow enough normally. With children that I've seen not sleep at night, getting aggressive, being anxious, one little boy, the son of Gail, used to very much complain about the mother not cooking food right. Go in there and yell and carry on. You have to be very vocal to the mother. That's what we call a personality change. You can't do it the way my mother did it or I used to do it, then don't cook at all and get angry. Well, that's not something you would see of a child. Okay, so you understand that flow. So here I want to give phone numbers again. 347-205-9071. And I want to keep this screen going. Phil says, how do you feel about this agency that called about a deal that's 10 years? How do you feel about this? What agency, dear, that called about a deal that's 10 years old? Unfortunately, I'm not sure. I don't get to watch news all day. My husband does. He, when he ever can, during the meals, and he probably would know exactly what you're talking about, Phil. I apologize. Let me scroll up here. I don't know about that. Bonnie, we do the business and politics Thursday night. So, Phil, if you would join us, I'm sure Bonnie would know what that means, and I apologize. Okay. When we call them, here's a question. We call them Ben Ya babies, been here before. They seem, I'll open this up just a little bit more so I can read the rest of it. They seem like they have walked the earth before and still know things. Absolutely. Memories of past life those enlightened beings that come through and are peaceful and calm, and they are very giving and loving, those Apsley babies come from a past life of spiritual enlightenment. We're talking, that's memories, not necessarily intrusion, unless they preach. That's a very positive outcome. My concern is when it's not. This agent called my girlfriend trying to contact me. I do not know how they received her phone number. Wow. An agency called the girlfriend trying to contact me. I'm sorry, it could be a private investigator. I was in Sacramento, California, the Learning Exchange had a gentleman come. Gosh, it's been 5 years, teaching classes on how to become a private investigator. So an agency, private investigator, I'm sorry, Phil, I just can't know about that. I do know there's ways that are so amazing. Kind of would frighten, I think, us to think how many ways the government could find you if they really wanted to. So I'm at a loss, Phil. I apologize. Okay, I see what you've written there. That would be in accordance with a private investigator group, I guess. I apologize. I don't know that I can help you on this. And maybe I better be real honest. Sometimes I can answer a lot of questions. When it comes to this kind of stuff, it kind of rolls right off my head. Okay, they won't tell you what they're supposed to. Okay, that's from that gentleman to Phil. Wow, they left a message on your phone, on the friend's phone. That's really terrible. How in the world did they get her phone number? They might have had access to your phone records. That's not hard to do. They'd have to have your social security number. So it could have been somebody from your workplace that followed through and had an agency connect. I'm sorry. That, like I said, that's kind of like over my head. Yeah, we have a good-sized chat room tonight, but I've had up to 20 people in the chat room. So absolutely. Good talking. Are you able? Is there someone that you're wanting to know about, husband, father, brother, sister? Just let me know, because we all have people around us. There's a man right now standing forward, thinning hair on top, dark hair. He's a little shorter. I don't know if he was 5'8", 5'9", but he was a little fuller-bodied, medium complexion, very dark hair, and thinning the top. That man, when you read that sentence, immediately I saw him, but I don't know if he's the one you wanted to know who was with you tonight. And like I said, he's very gentle-looking, no beard, no mustache, a little dip to the nose, but a little fuller at the nostril, medium complexion. So tell me, dear, who is it? That's your mother. Oh, you want to talk to your mother? I'm talking about a man here. So I am seeing a man. Let me know who I've described, because a man wants to be seen. Is that your mother's father or husband? It happened to me. Okay, that's another... Okay, so I don't know about the dad passing there, Techstar, what Bill was 10 years old. I apologize. These are from areas I'm not familiar with. So you can ask me questions from the chat room or call in. I'm pretty open. Tonight looks like there's some stress in the room from agencies finding people. In today's environment, I just got a bill, Bank of America, and my gosh, the fees for all kinds of things are just popping up, and they arbitrarily did raise my credit card interest, and I haven't missed any payments. So I think that could be something we could really get hot over tonight, that I have limited knowledge on that kind of stuff. Don't worry, Nancy. Thank you. There's some things I can do really well. I watch the news, but I'm unable to watch it as much as most people, so I'm not even sure what bills can pass or what are. What's that expression? Don't talk about religion, mothers, and politics. Sometimes that can be pretty conflicting. All right. So let me take a little sip of my warm drink here. That was your deceased partner, Michael. Wow. Well, then he's in your life. I'm glad that I was able to describe him so well that you knew who it was. Now, how do I do that? Don't know. I had a wonderful young man call me, a man, I think he's 50. He'd lost his lady, and she joined me in my office, and I was looking at her talking to him. And most of the time, spirit kind stays with you. I blend with you, and then I can describe it. And this man really wanted you to know that he's with you. Kathy, it sounds so wonderful not hearing you stuffy anymore. Oh my gosh, I was doing the show with my sister And 1 week I couldn't do it, and I had a third sister, but last week I was still really cracking my voice. It's just amazing. Work has been busy because those 5 days kind of pushed everybody forward. You know how the calendar must look. And then we've had Sean, hello there, and Darcy, vintage fashion lady. I love these names. Of course, Kathy, Adrian Lynn. So we've had some good people, nice people join tonight, and my friends. Father called about his wife who passed away. Boy, then the agency is just, boy, is interfering a lot in your life. Okay, here's another question. I'm seeing a spirit and shadow around my house. It's in the same area right outside my bedroom. Should I be concerned? My first feeling is not, but I was thinking, I wonder if it's a shadow man versus a spirit form. It doesn't have a solidness of a spirit man. It's almost like it's lost some of its identity from a prior lifetime. So I see it as blurry at times, more than not. I cannot see its feet as it rolls above the ground. So I don't know if this individual in shadow is even knowing or concerned with people as much as it's moody, a moody feeling within it. So I don't know that that's a concern. If not, if anything, go say hello and see if it reacts to you. How exciting. And I tell my students and my people, if you've seen something paranormal, you've been given the most wonderful gift. Be in awe. I've noticed people who, ghost investigators, who are not belligerent but strong as to get reaction to get a better EVP. And I'm very cautious with that. I'm in awe of the idea that we can contact them. So a lot of times I will get an EVP because they're curious about me. And I think sometimes we get the best reaction. Yes, I do think it's male. That's right, dear. Let's see. I'm going to go over there. I see 212, which I believe is Washington, D.C. area. Who's this talking? Hello,
hello?
Dear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Sean.
Oh, hello. Oh, I recognize your voice. So how is the job search going?
It's going.
Did you get your interview since we talked?
Sorry?
Did you have your interview since we talked?
I've had a lot of interviews since we talked.
Yeah. I feel one was quite significant. Sometimes it's hard to tell, but I only can tell from your voice that you're younger and this man is older, thicker, possibly bushier hair, but not like heavy, heavy hair. And have you had that interview? His hair is wavy?
No.
There's an interview you've had since we've talked last that's very important. So I wonder if it's only been last week. Did you have an interview last week?
Did I have an interview? No, I don't think I did.
Okay,
the week before I met with somebody.
The week before?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to keep track of time because I've been sick for a month. But anyway, there is no, just feeling sorry for myself. But I do feel like this. A man that you'll meet if you haven't already. So if you can go back, not last week, but the week before, there's a medium-aged, not 40, possibly 50-ish, thick, wavy hair. And I feel like this is an important interview. I hope it goes to a job. Oh, I should probably ask you, did you have a question for me tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, do you see a job coming up soon?
Hold on. You know, the only thing is your kids call and you want me to say tomorrow. But I feel like it's underway. So there's changes happening this week and you should get a call possibly next week. So I can't tell you how fast it is. I apologize, I do see you working. And you're going to get a job that you're really going to be really, really busy. So you may call me back and say, yeah, I got the job, they're working me to death. Don't take that attitude. I think the thing that's happening now.
4 months off.
I know, dear.
Probably work me to death. I'd be thankful.
Oh, I say one more time, please.
I said if I get a job and they work me to death, I'll be thankful.
Be careful. Well, I feel like what's happening is half the people are being hired. So the economy by next July and August will be catching up. So if you get a job in the, I hope it's 2 weeks or less. It's so hard. I just see it happening, and I only see an office that's really busy. I've forgotten what you do, but I see a lot of people, and I see windows. So I really can't tell. I can just see it happening. So do I say to you, keep hope? Absolutely. I think that that changes. If you go into a dark place of nothing will happen, it won't. I want you to think that you are working, okay? And it will be, it will get to you. Oh, Sean, it's so fun to hear from you. Please keep in touch.
I will.
And Bonnie and I are doing our show Thursday night. So if you can't get hold of me next Monday, make sure it's next Thursday, okay?
Okay, lovely.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a question. Oh, my gosh. How can you tell if someone has a generational curse in the family? The power of the mind is amazing. The power of the spoken word is more. So if you have generations of people who believe that's possible, it can be. I do feel like there was somebody 3 or 4 generations back that did have a problem in your family. Can it linger? Only if the spoken word from family member is believed. You personally, I don't get any bad negative energy around you. Just because we've had bad times in this economy doesn't mean that you have a curse on you. Now, I'll be curious. I don't know how old you are. Your grandparents' generation, were they from somewhere else? I wouldn't go back 4 generations. I want to go back not the one above you, your parents, but the one beyond them. So that would be grandparents, not parents. So give me a little note back. Power of the mind is strong. Power of the spoken word is even more. So we have to be careful not to present that as truthful unless you have proof. The only thing about curses, it has to be consistent. If someone curses somebody, they have to do it day and night forever. And people don't even live that long. So I kind of have a hard time believing that, all right? It's not that I want you to believe in it. I believe it can be momentarily, but not necessarily forever, okay? And I want to click on. Hello, is this Dar?
Hello, is this Dar?
Hello, where are you from?
Hi.
Hello, where are you from?
I'm from Fresno, California.
Oh, we have a little bit of a feedback there. Oh, may I have to turn down your computer, please?
Oh, okay.
Your computer, please.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Well, I don't want everybody to hear me twice. So turn your computer down.
Okay.
There you go, girl. Can I do for you, my dear,
okay,
in Fresno, California?
Yeah, hi. I'm by my new will. I'm wondering if you see my man around.
You know what, hon? I'm not hearing you. You're cutting out so poorly. Are you on the computer? Hello?
New for me. Let me call you back on a regular line.
Yeah, this is
can
terrible.
I call you back
I'm
on
close
a regular line?
Call me back. I'll answer the next one, and I'll answer you next.
Okay. Okay.
So that's the downside of computer communication. Let me answer the question for 718 area code. And who's this speaking?
This is Lorena.
Hello, Lorena. And state, are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, another New York kid. All right, young lady, what can I do for you tonight?
I don't know if you do rituals. I was curious if there was a ritual that I can perform after meditation to, you know, when you are clearing someone who you were sexually intimate with in a relationship. Do you know of one that I can do to clear out my ex completely?
I want to give you a visual, and this is, I don't have spells or procedures.
Mm-hmm.
I just do cleansing. I'm very spiritual, and I know you are too. If you can visualize grief, hurt, anything that's hurting you as leopard spots, our soul gets spots on it. My first husband was a policeman, and long before I could figure out what was going on, he'd come home with dark spots on him. And they would go in his body and go around him. And I think your grief and detachment of this man who left you has left you with what I call dark spots of bruising. And sometimes we have to feel that and visually pull them off of us. So if you can relax and pull in the sun or the heat and let these either melt off or fall off or pull them off. When I talk to kids who are courted to people they broke up with, the court or the other person, you're going to have a place on your body that's more tender. It makes no sense. And that's where the corded area of the other individuals going to you. So if I said to you that you have spots on you that need to be physically pulled off, so during a meditation, I want you to pick off as though a piece of felt on another piece of felt, how they stick together, peel these off of you as though you could feel against your flesh. And that does help. I don't know if your man is that you woke up is actually connected to you right at the moment, but
yeah.
there's certainly a spot from him on you, as though he yelled at you or he threatened you or he did something and you have bruising on your soul, on your energy field. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, personally, I don't want to be with him, but he still wants to be with me.
You're going to have a continue of this unless you get him out of your life. So you'll have to go to a process, and I can't help you. I only got a couple minutes here, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to a place of moving him away from you, and wherever he's connected to your body, you have to pull him off and yank him off. And then you need to do some serious counseling of some sort and figure out how to get him and break off. Because if you broke up with him, he's not letting you break up with him. If you've broken up with him, but he's not allowing you to break up with him, then we have some kind of a really serious emotional thing going on here. And I can't, in 3 minutes, tell you how to break up someone when they don't want to break up with you. This is stalking. This is harassment. This is obsession. And those are the kind of things that can hurt you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very serious. This is, like, to me, this is serious. He's not calling for counseling. You are. So you have to pull your power back. Take him and yank him off of you as far as courting. You need to let his soul know that you are disallowing him to be part of your life. And then be firm and tell him to go away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, sweet. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, golly. Here we got kids wanting the romance, and then there's people being forced into it. I'm really sorry. 650 area code. Hold on a minute. I've got to talk to 559 area code. That's the Fresno girl. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my goodness, what a great line. Now, who are we talking to?
This is Darcy.
Oh, Darcy, my goodness, girl. Tell me, what was it? How were you calling us on the other line?
I was doing that through the Blog Talk Radio, first time on the computer. I just pressed that click to talk, so I didn't really know how to do that. But
I don't know how either, but everybody don't hear it wrong. I don't know if I liked it. Because you were hearing me, and it was like I was trying to get you to turn the computer down. I've never done that. Now I know what it sounds like, and it was a rather poor connection.
Right. Well, we'll stick with the analog way.
Absolutely there. Okay, Darcy, I'm Fresno, California. You know I'm from California, everybody. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm a recent widow, and we had a tribute ceremony to my man this weekend, and I just wanted to see if I could get a message from him.
You bet. What was his first name only?
Vern.
Well, I didn't hear you. Vern? V-E-R-N?
Correct.
Okay. Was his father a tall, leaner man?
Yes.
He was? Well, he and Vern were at the funeral together. Now, did you have an open... did you go to the cemetery, and was there a submission of the casket to the ground?
No. We actually, he was cremated. The actual ceremony, or this is like a tribute. He was Native American, and a tribe did a tribute for him.
Oh, that's what I'm looking at then. He really enjoyed it. He says it brought tears to his eyes. I'm not saying that he didn't think he was worthy or didn't know it, but he said, whatever ceremony you did, at what point, I can't tell, but whatever it was, he was touched. He was emotional over it. I see that he's looking at some people that did this ceremony, and I don't know if I'm looking at people watching or the ones who did it. Was this done particularly by a man and woman, or was there a parent next to him? Or there's a short woman who was heavier, and then he's looking at another person who's doing the ceremony. But what he wanted me to know was that he was there with comfort from his father. So the father is in spirit. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, he was staying next to his dad during all this ceremony.
His bio father wasn't actually there.
The father he wants me to see that he was with is a tall, lean man. So this man I took to be a spirit person, so it must be a spirit person that I'm describing.
Okay, it could be his grandfather.
Grandfather was with him. He told me it was a father figure, so I took it to be his own dad. Remember, he got very emotional. As far as a message. I'm not saying he didn't think he deserved it, but he was very emotionally overcome with the sincerity of it.
Yeah, it was a big tribute. The whole city was there. And
wow. So this was very, very loving. Well, like I said, I can't put words that I'm not hearing, but I am hearing he was very emotional. He shows me tears in his eyes.
Oh.
So he really was overcome by the sensitivity and emotionality of it. It's probably what meant by that is all the people that showed up.
Yeah. Yes, it was very, it was touching. His mother did a dance for him.
Oh! Now, was she, is she Indian also?
Yes.
And she is shorter and a rounder, plumper face and body?
No, she's,
okay, the person I'm looking at, he's looking at, I hope it's, you know, I'm not saying you, hair pulled back, a really beautiful forehead and rounder forehead. Sure, he's looking down on her, and her body is smooth and a little rounder, not heavy. And for some reason, he's attached and looking at her while she's doing something. So you kind of go back to the people or the pictures and find her, because he wants me to say, look at her to describe to you who he's seeing, because it's important.
Okay.
All right, because I remember I just sit here and receive information. If I judge it at all, then I'll judge it everything.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Best of luck, and I'm really sorry you lost your husband. I'm really sorry. But like I said, this is, well, I don't want to go into this and get you crying on the air. I'm so glad you called, because
sure,
he's very, 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 very happy with the ceremony, and that's really wonderful. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet. Bye-bye. Okay, now area code 650. Now, where is that?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
And who am I
talking to? This is Mihoko.
Oh, what a great name. You know, I'll let you say it. I may not be able to say it again. And area code 650, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, are you? I didn't recognize the area code. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I would like to ask you about my relationship with this man I've been in, you know, with for two or three years, and
wow,
you know, it feels like he wants to maybe move on, and I just feel really, really hurt right now.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing relationships for people for so long that I have found that if you're in a relationship and you don't make progress toward living together, making a marriage, after a couple of years, I feel like it can wind down. I'm going to give you some hard advice, and this is really hard. If he's winding down, I want you to say, if you really don't want me, then I want you to move away from me and don't call me, and I'm not going to call you. And I want you to startle him, because it makes me think that he's seeing what he can get away with. He may back away from you, but then he comes back. And I don't want him to do a rubber band relationship with you, and I don't want him to take you for granted. If he wants to move away and then come back when he likes to, he doesn't have access to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Has he done that already?
No, I mean, I really can't say that, because I know that I hurt him, and that's the reason he's distancing. And I've been trying to make up with him for like almost a year, and he's still very hurt, and I'm just at my wit's end.
Okay, the same information. If he's still hurt and cannot get over this, just say,
mm-hmm.
I want you to go away and really think about what you want with me. Because
mm-hmm.
I apologize, I'm sorry, that the man is trying to hurt you or punish you, or he can't get over it. If it's been a whole year, sweet, you've got to let this man go and let him heal, and then let him come back. You're not done with him. Your energies are very, very connected. So you got to give him space to get over it. Sometimes we have to let people go to get them back. And that's the best advice I can give you. You're not done with him yet. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Wow. All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. That's very difficult. Okay, now 412. I'm going to come to you. Call in number 347-205-9071. Well, my voice is hanging in there, everybody. Just as I said, that takes my breath. I saw something in this chat room real quick. I guess maybe it was a hard lesson but true. sometimes it's hard to know how a situation is until I feel it and it plays out the same way, even though the words she said are different. 412, I've tried to see who it is that wrote me the little note that I missed. All right, 412 area code, who's this speaking?
This is Jan from Pittsburgh.
Hello, Jan. And what name do you have? Oh, Holy Spirit Lady, there you are.
That's me.
Oh, Jan. What a great call on the Holy Spirit Lady. Do you have a website that's called that?
No, but I work with a gentleman who has a charity, Kathy G. Charity. So we help the homeless on there.
Oh, do you? What a great. You know, sometimes I look at my life and I don't think I'm going to retire in the near future, everybody. but if I had the money that I could, one day I'd love to be able to volunteer and do things to help others. I'm putting classes together. I'm almost done with my mediumship class. So, you know, I always forget to plumb myself. But anyway, I'll do that after I talk to Jan. Jan, how can I help you tonight?
Yes, my best friend of 45 years had passed on about 3 years ago. And my parents passed about 26 years ago, and all three were the closest because I'm an only child. And I just wondered if the friend's name is Kathy. What's funny is you kept seeing a heavier, shorter woman, and my mother was heavy and shorter, and always my dad was always looking after her. I don't know if that had anything to do with the last call, but
no, I don't bleed over. You know, the thing about human don't worry about it. Human beings are so amazing. When I talk to people, I'm talking to you without your skin on. You know, we human beings, no matter our color, our age, where we were raised, we all have the same scenarios in life, but we're also built the same.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think it's really wonderful. I love talking to people because when you reach into people's souls, we are so much alike. It's absolutely. And the first time this happened, I was talking to everybody here in the story. I always felt this way, but when I started realizing that I taste people, you know, you see these shows on TV where people say they see words as in colors or sounds as in shapes. Well, I'm one of those, right? So I see sounds and folk and conversations as shapes, but I also step in people and I can taste them. Well, this young lady called and she was so sweet, the sweetest little voice. Hello, I want to talk. You know, it's just like, oh, gosh, she sounds so cute. I just wanted to hug her. And when I was talking to her, she was so salty. I kept taking a drink and on and on. Well, she was a Chinese lady.
Yeah.
And she had eaten a lot of salted foods. And it was the first time I stepped into somebody where I saw a difference. I felt this. My lips, all through the session, I thought, what is going on? She was so salty. And that's the only thing that's different. That's the only thing that's different in people is our what we like to eat.
Uh-huh.
So if I talk to somebody and I can tell they've had a steak dinner, they'll taste different to me than someone who hasn't.
Oh, my. That's interesting.
I know. Vegetarians are lighter to me. Uh-huh. I'm not completely vegetarian. I really like chicken and fish. But we're all just different. So anyway, well, getting back to your friend, can you please give me her first name?
Sure. Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, you know, there's a couple ladies around you, and I'll probably, because you already told me your mother is shorter and a little thicker,
mm-hmm.
That lady is not the one I was looking at. But you do have somebody that was a little dumpy.
That was my mother.
Okay, she's a little dumpy, but she says she has a little better dress on. She had little tiny shoulders, and as she got a little older, her body thickened up,
mm-hmm.
And she became that little dumpy look. But she wants you to know that she had a difficult time in passing, but in and out, she had a little bit of regret for her life, but she wants you to know that as a spirit person, she's learned humanity and compassion far beyond she ever could. And even though she thought the world was against her sometimes and she had put herself out, she has learned to love humanity and people. So she's grown immensely in soul.
Wow.
And I don't know how that appeals, why she wants me to say that to you. Now, your friend Kathy,
uh-huh.
She wants me to tell you she has been ripping the rug over there. And I feel, I don't know exactly what that means, but she wants me to tell you she has done so many things. She is so amazed and that she's seen so many different things. She wants to hand you a bouquet of daisies, of bright yellow daisies. Is this one of your favorite flowers or hers?
Hers.
Was it her flowers?
Uh-huh.
And how would I know that?
Yeah.
So that's proof. Now, I do that, and I did that to a gal in Central California. Her mother liked irises. So your friend Kathy wants you to know, I am talking to her by giving you the flowers that are her favorite. She says, I can't believe I'm having so much fun over here. This woman desperately loved you, and she is wanting you to know that she thinks about you often, though she doesn't come around. She is attached to what she would call a family over there. But it almost makes me think that it's a family of never been born and people who have been born who are connected. That's really, really odd. Also with that, do you know that if she lost a child, it feels like she's had grieved over a child?
I think one time she did, but I know she had her mother lost a child. It was her brother, and she never mentioned it to her because it was from another marriage. And when she was young, she saw him and asked the mother about him. And
yeah.
She goes, you know, it was a boy.
Yeah, she says she's been with that child. I think there was a boy and a girl. The boy is small with darker hair. But there was also a female that was lost, and she grieved over this loss. So I want to wonder that if you ever found out if she had been pregnant early or there had been another lost child she was connected with, because she wants you to know that she's with these children.
Good. Uh-huh.
Okay, so whatever that means to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just really fun. I love talking to you, girl. I love it when the spirit kind comes in so strong. And when that does, you can tell I didn't even have a breath. They just seem to roll that. So good for you. It's been a real pleasure. I'm so glad that you called back. And what state did you say you're from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, goodness.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So stayed up late to talk to me. I'm so glad you did.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. And it's on the tape. You girls could, you know, always listen to the messages again so it can help you get attached even more.
Okay.
So she's been around you a lot, but your mother clearly is. I hope you had a good relationship with her because she certainly has around you a lot. Okay.
It made sense with her because she was a little bit abusive to me, and that's when you said she had some regrets, but now she's compassionate. So she did have a compassionate side, but she had some mental illness, so I think that hurt her a lot. So.
Well, that's probably what I was picking up. What I was picking up. Remember, it comes really fast, and I can't judge it.
Yeah.
But that message is so unique for one person, and that was for you. So maybe even she's been waiting for someone to say that to you, because a lot of why she's around you is trying to make it up to you. So I think she's very grateful that I got the message to you. I told him that I'm getting a sigh of relief.
My friend is psychic, and he went to her grave. I don't drive, and he took me up there. And he starts crying and crying, and he says that he felt my mother, you know, just saying, I'm so sorry for what I did. And she sort of, you know, went through him to tell me that. And he just couldn't stop crying. But he's pretty psychic and sensitive, so it was interesting. Well, thank you so much.
Well, it's the same message I got tonight, so now you got it twice. Now you can believe
it. Uh-huh.
All right, sweet. That's great.
Bye-bye.
Oh, great phone calls, kids. Let me hang that up here. Oh, I did. Okay. So let me give a little plug. My website where you can read up for everything I've done is nancymatz.net. Isn't that easy? And for Kelly, who's in Australia, I'll be sending off the package tonight or tomorrow. And that is the second installment of a quite complete package on mediumship. And the next one I'll be building, everybody, is the one on psychic development. So if you want to learn from me, I've been doing this since May of 90, every day. That's it, every day. So I've learned a lot, and I'm willing to teach a lot. So if you're interested, go to my website, and under certification or under weddings, either one goes to the courses. Look and see what I have to offer if you want to learn from me. All right. Okay, is there any other questions? Wait a minute, here's something. What name would you call the gift, my gift? Call the gift. I wouldn't know what that. Wow, you come up with some good questions. I was born this way. I feel like we choose a life and an opportunity. I probably would say, is it a gift at this point? I would. Early in my life, I wouldn't, because I was seeing and knowing things. 84, I told a girlfriend there would be murder in her family and that she would do the paperwork. And it was in Auburn, California. And that friend has been a friend of mine since 77. And that murder happened that night in her family. Her aunt hammered to death her uncle. So things like that, I don't know. That's kind of tough. That was in 84, 6 years before I got into this and declared myself a psychic. I think I've had a hard time with the word psychic. It works now, but in 90 it didn't. I was a professional engineering supervisor, Pacific Bell, and they found out what I was. People avoided me like the plague, and I ended up leaving in 2 years, within 2 years, because I was kind of ostracized. I think people avoid me. They're afraid of me. So that was not always a good thing. Now I love it. I would like to write for the rest of my life. That's me on there, and I was at an event. I go and did while I was in California, go to a lot of events where I probably was the busiest intuitive in Northern California. Anyway, I do love it. Okay, I was thinking about tasting when you read that person. Oh, that. Thank you, Phil. I don't know what to call that. If you have a name for it, I've seen it on some of the shows when they interview people to have this ability. I think it has a lot to do with the gift. If I'm talking to somebody, and if they're talking about family members, I can see conversations between them, and the words in their mouth come out as shapes and colors. It's kind of strange. And when I talk to people, I can feel our voices. When I blend with people, I can taste. Some people taste salty. Some people taste like cottage cheese. Some people taste like licorice, root beer. Kind of strange. I think that's all part and parcel to how I do my gift. My sensories, my ear, eyes, the skin is all connected. I hear conversations. Just amazing. Love strawberry margaritas. Oh, wonderful. I like regular margaritas, though I don't drink very well. I've inherited that gene, the Indian gene that doesn't deal with alcohol very well. In fact, at family functions, the joke sometimes after dinner, the family sits around, let's give mom a glass of wine and see what she does next. And most of the time, I just giggle and put my head on the table. Oh, and you like yours with whipped cream. How funny. How funny. And Phil doesn't drink alcohol anymore. Oh, I'm sorry about your health. I never did have interest in drinking or smoking. I'm a child, teen and married in the 60s, and it was very rampant in our life. My first child at 60 in 1969. And I just, my husband and I were athletes and never, just never went down that road. And maybe that's why I can't drink for a while. I just never drank enough to get used to it. Okay, that's a little about me, maybe more than what you would need to know. Here's the next question. I think you could be psychic. I just always been seeing things or hear the buzzing. Absolutely, Moon Green, absolutely. When I first really started paying attention to spirit kind, for years I would ignore it. When I first started wanting to listen and asking for messages, I would hear a buzzing like a bee far away, and over a very short period of time because of what I was born with, it got real fast. So they moved really close to my head, and also I had pressure against my forehead and behind my ear. It was really weird. Okay. Thank you, Phil. That's very sweet of you to say that. Let's see. It's just up to whether we want to embrace them or not. Abrasibility, absolutely. I see your point. Okay, so chit-chat going back and forth in the room. It's really been fun talking to you. We have quite a nice group of people. We have guests in, May Hart, Darcy, Mikko. Some of these are really great call names, but I can't pronounce them. S-K-E-E-M-O, hello, vintage fashion lady. If you have a website and you're selling products, let me know and I'll give a plug. I have no problem with that. I think we all need to work as a community to get the word out that what we can do is offer help to people. I still want to continue doing my radio show, and Bonnie and I are doing it. It's been hard because of illness, so I apologize not coming every week. If I'm not on, that means that the allergies are something, so bear with me, everybody, during the season, and I'll come on as much as I can, okay? And I'll give. We only have a couple more minutes. If you have one more question, someone wants to call in, 347-205-9071. And the other plug, it could be Nudges, how fun. Shar of California Haunts. She also has a blog talk radio show, and that's on the front page of my website, nancymaps.net. I'm connected with her for ghost investigations, and I do plan on going back in the fall. So if you're in Northern California, do hook up with her. She's a wonderful woman that does ghost investigations. Let's see, so there's a gal that's written something. Remember, it's hard to see it if you don't put in questions in caps. So the question is, my mom said there are no photos to see about my grandparents. You said are with me since I was 3, but I am sure you are right. Hello there, dear. The reason I don't doubt is that over the years, I've been right enough that I shouldn't doubt. There's a gal, Barbara, local, who's adopted. She's a European, thinks she comes from Poland. She married an American man when she was young, a young woman. She was raised by another family. She was brought, I don't think she was brought here. I think he went overseas, found they're married, and then she became an American citizen. But she was adopted. And she came over for a session, and she asked me, her family, if she could find them, what they would look like. Well, I described everybody perfect, especially a sister with black hair, and Barbara is blonde, as you can imagine. So when she found all these people, she took pictures of them. She'd never met them, and I was absolutely right. The other reason, a man who was adopted, he wanted to know family looks, and I was able to give pictures of deceased people that he had never seen, but only through photographs. I do this so often that when I describe people, I don't know what culture you're from. And so when you talk to me, if I say I see dark hair and a deep complexion, then you tell me you're of a nationality that you have dark complexion, there would be no way for me to know. So I've trusted my sight, and that's what people like of me the best. The other day I had a gal on the phone, and a grandparent showed up, a woman. And the grandma said, look at me, I'm so fair, but look how blue my eyes are. And I had a strong nose. So I wanted to describe this woman. She says, oh, my God, that's my grandmother. You're absolutely right. So after a time, I have had to learn to trust. And people say, oh, I want to be a psychic reader, Nancy, just like you. But how do I practice? I think the word is surrender. It's a matter of being good at what you are, but it takes time to do that. But you probably have the gift, but you need to surrender to the universe giving you the right information. So that was the hardest thing for me to learn, but once I allowed it, I just start talking. I don't judge it. If I ever start judging, then I would judge it all the time. So I never back down anything I say to somebody. Okay, missed the show. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm about ready to get off. Christine is back too with the EVP show with Kathy. Great. Only a good buddy was talking to me about being a guest on his show. Sometimes they oh, great. Oh, I know. These Blog Talk radio shows are wonderful. I had the most wonderful interview, Spiritual Sorcery, and I talked about my book, the second one, was Help Get Me Out of This Funk. And when I wrote the book, I wrote it, and it was I thought it was a pretty good book. But when I reread it, I realized I was talking about time, accessing time and creating a time loop in our life. So on my website, nancymatz.net, if you scroll down the middle of the page and listen to the Spiritual Sorcery, he gave me 2 hours, and I took every minute and talked without taking a breath about how we get into a time loop of repeat patterns, causing us to be in a loop of the funk. So if you want a very great show, go there and listen to it, everybody. And I'm always eager to plug another radio show. Okay, I see. Talking about complexions in the room, I got going. There is a Trekkie in the room. Love it a lot. I love Star Trek. Well, I'm in the photograph of me, that's what I look like. I have a medium complexion. I was a little older when I was a young woman. I have very dark complexion, like Hispanic. I was darker, and as I've gotten older, I've gotten lighter. My hair is almost black. But my sister, I take after the American Indian cowboy side, but my father was English, Irish, and Scotch. He was so fair. My sister has the lightest eyes, light hair, almost white with blue eyes. We look so different. If you go to www.psychicsisterstalk. You'll see a picture of her on her page, what she looked like in high school. And that is over time, she's even gotten lighter. The photograph of us together, my mother colored it, and it was darker, and she was lighter, but it's hard to color that in a photograph. Well, anybody, I have 11 seconds. It's been fun. We'll talk next week. If you want to read up on me, www.nancynance.net. All right, everybody. Good night.